The All-Star Parade of Bands. From the Steel Pier in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the National Broadcasting Company and the American Federation of Musicians, as a contribution to the United States Treasury Department, presents the All-Star Parade of Bands, featuring the nation's finest orchestras. And on the star podium for this broadcast transcribed, it's Modern America's Man of Music, Stan Kenton and the orchestra. NBC and the United States Savings Bond Division of the Treasury Department take pleasure in presenting the All-Star Parade of Bands and wish to remind you that there is no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is your musical host, Stan Kenton.
Thank you, Fred Collins. We're indeed grateful for this wonderful presentation at the beginning here. So we thought that we would be in keeping with the bonds that you're quite familiar with at the moment when we present a rather new expression to open this Treasury show called... A new expression of an old one, I should say, called I Got You Under My Skin. Trumpet player generally is a guy that sits in the middle of five trumpets, such as we have, and does a lot of explaining about phrasings and worries a great deal about what happens with the rest of the section, the trombones and the trumpets, the thing that makes up the thing we call the brass section, and occasionally we get him down to the front of the band for a trumpet solo. At the moment, we'd like you to meet Buddy Childers in a kind of a casual, off-moment version of his of Autumn in New York. Buddy Childers. Buddy Childers, first trumpeter, but soloist at the moment, with his feeling and his conception of Autumn in New York. Here's something that moves rather fast. It's part of that idiom of music that we call modern contemporary swing music that has begun to be known in our library as Limelight on the Bright Side. One, two, three.
Thank you.
know, it's so wonderful being here at the Steel Pier in Atlantic City, this wonderful vacation spot, and it brings to mind that old thing that always strikes all of us. Isn't the vacation you're going to take next year always the fabulous one, the very special one? But what usually happens, next year comes and goes and still no fabulous vacation. The excuse? Of course, not enough money saved. Well, then, let's solve that problem right now. Let's call in the payroll savings plan for buying United States savings bonds. Why? Because this plan saves you money regularly and automatically, so you're assured of extra money when you need it. Besides, your employer handles everything for you, saves money from your paycheck so you never miss it at all. And then he buys your savings bonds, even hands them to you. And when your savings bonds mature in less than 10 years, you get back $4 for every $3 you put in. So don't give up your dream vacation. Invest regularly in United States savings bonds, and before you know it, you're on your way. Make the payroll savings plan your plan for a carefree future. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here once again is your musical host, Mr. Stan Kenton.
Pretty generous. You people are generous with the applause, and Collins, you're kind of generous with your remarks, especially the positive kind. I like that. That's great. I'd like to say something positive again about this next composition. Positive because of the ability of the gentleman involved. It's the first trombonist, Bob Burgess. Here's one of the things that has been known as the sketch on standards. One of the sketches on standards, it's Bob Burgess's idea of Over the Rainbow. While Bob Burgess is taking bows, I might explain at the moment that there is a look of concern over the face of this guy that's known as Sal Salvador. He's one-third of the rhythm section, and to be more explicit, he's the guitar player, mostly involved with backing solos and playing a lot of rhythm, but at the moment, stepping before the orchestra, before the microphone, so to speak, with an idea that was conceived by Bill Holman. Sal, the music is ready, the guitar looks in good shape, and you have a fairly happy look on your face. Here's the thing that's known as Frivolous Sal. Sal Salvador, the beat, Sal. Ladies and gentlemen, we've heard from Sal Salvador and his great artistry on the guitar. And now we'd like to hear a word from Uncle Sam. You know, every year on your youngster's birthday, why not sign his name to another United States savings bond? Here's a gift that means good, hard cash for the future, for school or college. Because as those birthdays roll by, those savings bonds are piling up, collecting interest, earning extra money for your youngsters. United States savings bonds now mature in less than 10 years, and they pay off handsomely. $4 for every $3 you put in. Now, if your youngster wants to hold his savings bond longer, he can. And earn even further interest. The improved rate of 3% interest compounded semi-annually continues for as long as 10 additional years. What a nest egg for a college education, or possibly a specialized training school, whatever your youngster wants. You know, it's never too soon to plan for your youngster's future. Help him to feel more secure tomorrow. Start buying him United States savings bonds today.
Well, Well, things are taking shape, so to speak, here. There is a trombonist standing in front of the microphone, and the rhythm already is establishing some color. I might as well give you a clue. Frank Rossellino, Francesca. Francesca, here's a bit of fast-moving music, a few solos, and certainly an honest expression of this particular era of rhythmic jazz. Here's the thing that's called Sweets, the beat. From the Steel Pier in Atlantic City, New Jersey, you've been listening to the All-Star Parade of Bands, presented as a contribution by the National Broadcasting Company and the American Federation of Musicians to the United States Savings Bonds Division of the Treasury Department, and transcribed in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. Remember, there is no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds. And for the nation's top orchestras, it's this All-Star Band Parade. Join us next week at the same time for another All-Star Parade of Bands with your modern man of music, Stan Kenneth and his orchestra. Now this is Fred Collins reminding you to invest in a bond today. Keep on buying them regularly. It's an investment in your country and in your future security.